The extent of the power outage stretching from New York to Michigan illustrates the interconnection of the nation's power grid. That connection usually makes power supplies more reliable, but in some cases, like today, it means shared vulnerability instead. Joining us now to explain that is NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, as we just heard from Brian Naylor, there have been people blaming this on a lightning strike at a power plant near Niagara Falls. How could one lightning strike cause this much damage to the grid?
Well, Melissa, when you throw the light switch in your house, the power that lights up that bulb might have come from your own town, or it might have come from hundreds of miles away. And that interconnected grid usually allows utilities to share power. For example, if it's hot in New York City and it's cool in Toledo, they can send power from the west to the east to help run air conditioners, and that's a good thing. But the same interconnection means a problem in one area, like Niagara, can cause a chain reaction elsewhere. We saw a much smaller example of this here in the West back in the summer of 1996 when some transmission lines in the Pacific Northwest failed. Eventually, the ripple effect spread to 11 states and cut power to some 2 million people. Obviously, today with 50 million people, we're seeing a much larger cascade.
And what happens when, as you mentioned, those ripples spread?
Well, in the electric grid, you have to match supply of electricity and demand at all times. And when that balance fails, either because a transmission line goes out or a generating plant goes out, there are relays that trip off automatically. That's a defensive action. It's designed to avoid more damage to either transmission lines or to generating plants. And that's what we saw today. There was some initial cause. Maybe it was the lightning strike. Maybe it was, as Brian said, a transmission problem north of the border. But then a large number of generating plants tripped off automatically. And you could say that the system worked as it was designed to, because we have avoided what could have been a much bigger repair problem. Without those safeguards, we might be looking at days or weeks to repair damaged power lines and generating plants. As it is, we're probably talking a number of hours.
And how do they do that? How do they go about restoring the grid?
Well, the plants that have been tripped off have to be made ready for operation again. That means venting steam, making new steam. And then as they come back on, again, you have to match supply and demand. So you get one plant ready for operation, and you light up one neighborhood. Then you put another plant back online, you light up another neighborhood. We're already seeing that happening. Some people's power will come on sooner than others.
And, Scott, we've heard calls from Governor Pataki in New York for tough questions to be asked about this. What could be done to prevent this from happening again?
Well, every time we have one of these outages in 65, 77, 96, we learn a lot. There's some investments you can do in transmission line and generation, build in redundancies, build in safeguards. There are limits to that economically, of course, but an outage like this has a lot of economic costs, so I suspect there will be calls for more investment.
Thank you, Scott. NPR's Scott Horsley.
My pleasure.